Rabbi Beck offered January 7th.
The other class I was really stuck, but then I realized that was really wrong. I stumped myself.
That's something in the beginning of the class.
What?
We really need a 3D whiteboard.
Yeah.
And a flashlight.
I have a micro.
Little, we need a golf ball, a baseball, and a basketball, and a flashlight, and then we'll be able to do this.
I'm not sure how
we'll have a golf ball, and a baseball, and a basketball.
Okay, it actually, I made things very, very complicated, I think, for no reason at all. Okay, this is the globe. Okay?
Top view or side view?
Right, top, bottom view, let's say. North pole, south, this is the pole. One of the poles, whatever you want. And this is Jerusalem line. Okay, that's Jerusalem up there. Okay, and this is our lovely international dateline. Our lovely international dateline, which is 90 degrees east of Jerusalem, right? 90 degrees east. Okay? So far, so good. And we place it somewhere in China. Now, when the Jerusalem line is high noon, let's say it's high noon, let's say it's today. Today is... Well, actually, Rosh Hashanah can come out on a Wednesday, so I don't want to pay today. Let's take Shabbos, okay? Shabbos is high noon, okay? So now, that means if it's high noon over here, then where is the sun at this point?
What is directly overhead?
Right, right. So here's the sun. Now, over here, what time is it? A quarter of a globe away, going west, right? This is going west this way. What time is it? No, no. You. What time is it, Eric? What time is it at a quarter of a globe away? It's here. It's 5 noon.
What
time is it? It's what? 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Very good. 6 a.m. on Shabbos morning. Okay, let's go another half of a globe away. Right? Here. What time is it, Eric?
12 midnight. 12 midnight. Between
which and which day?
What day was it again?
Here's the Shabbos.
So that was Shabbos. So it was which Shabbos day?
That was high noon on Shabbos. So Friday. Between Friday and Shabbos. This right. This side right now is Shabbos. And on this side right now it's
Friday.
Friday, right? Because here it's 11:59 p.m. just before midnight. And here it's 12:01 p.m. right after midnight. Okay. So we're assuming that I know this is a non-Jewish way of doing things. So that's actually not called Shabbos. Saturday. Because we know Shabbos actually begins at sunset, right?
Right.
So here, what time is it here, Eric?
On that side?
This side, right here.
Friday, 6:00.
Right. This here is Friday, 6 p.m. And here, let's call it 6:01. Make it clear. Here's Friday, 6:01. And here is 1 minute away from the International Bay Line. And here, Eric, what time is it? What time is it? What day?
Saturday, 5:59.
Great. Okay, here we are. Saturday, 5:59 p.m. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Now, the molot occurs. When is the molot? The molot is at high, at this, we're going to do a few of them. So let's actually take a third one right now. Let's say the molad is high noon. I'm not going to draw the moon because that's what threw us off this thing. The molad is high noon. Okay. Molad is high noon in Rishon. Okay. So the molad is high noon. Now, if the molad is high noon, for the last 6 hours, nobody has seen the moon. Because the last 6 hours is important. For 6 hours before the molad, you can't see the moon. It's not reflecting enough light off the sun. Nobody anywhere on Earth can see the moon.
But the telescope.
Excuse me? Okay. Excuse me? Then even during the night. At night, because the moon is not yet reflecting enough light. There's a very small sliver at the beginning of the month. It's not even that small sliver yet. You can't see it. It's not visible to the naked eye. Okay? So let's write that down. Last 6 hours of month, moon is visible. Now that's also true for the last 6,000 months. It's also first 6 hours of month. Right? There's the molar right here for 12 hours. 6 on either sort of side, the moon is invisible. So we can move those 6 hours. That means nobody has seen the moon for the last 6 hours. Moa is right now high noon. Let's put those 6 hours here. Right? The 6 hours means from the time that it was high noon here. The last time anybody was able to see the moon was when it was high noon here. Of course, they couldn't see it there because it was high noon. So I think they went to see the moon there. But somewhere after, somebody could have seen the moon at high noon in China. Now, I love the international daylight. 6 hours, which was 6 hours before. Do you understand that? It is high noon here now. Then 6 hours ago, where was it high noon? High noon keeps on going around and around the world. So 6 hours ago, it was over here, and then it shifted. Is that the error so far? Okay. So last time the moon was visible was when, in our picture, last time the moon visible was in China. We're saying China the whole time. Was high noon Friday. Okay? High noon Shabbat. High noon on Shabbat. Right, because we're on this side of the line, where it's really Saturday, was high noon on Shabbat. Now, right back on this side of the day line. Here's our lovely international day line. Right over the line. When was the last time the moon was visible? Right? Hot.
What?
When was the last moon visible?
Where or when?
So let's make it clear. The last time it was visible was 11:59 a.m. on Shabbat here. Right?
That's the same thing.
Look, over here. On this side of the line, last time the moon was visible was at this point. Was it high noon, right? So high noon was high noon on Saturday over here, but high noon on Friday over here.
Right.
Is that clear? Yeah. I'm shifting this. Imagine that high noon is over here. So I just put the global quarter revolution back. Right? So instead of this being 6 over here, let's make it 12. So it's the same thing. High noon, or put the high noon over here, and you would have high noon here on Friday and high noon here on Saturday. Right? So far, so good. So the last time the moon was visible in China was on one side of the dateline, high noon Shabbat, and the other side, high noon Friday. Okay. So far, so good. High noon Friday was the last, yeah.
How does the back of the sun, your planet tilt relative to the sun, right to this?
In a very complicated way. Let's figure out it for now. So, again, the last time the moon was visible in China was, or could have been visible anywhere in the world, was when it was high noon on Shabbos over here, which was behind noon on Shabbos for them, or high noon on Friday for them. The first time the moon might possibly be visible again, right, is 6 hours after the new moon, right? What time does that be when it's 6 hours after the new moon over here? The new moon was Shabbat, right? Shabbat at high noon. But that means over here it was 6 p.m. at that time. Now we have to move everything a quarter of a revolution around. Right? A quarter revolution around will give us now the first time the moon might possibly be visible. In other words, for this whole time, the moon was not visible. Not visible. So 6 hours before the new moon, it wasn't visible. And this whole time, not visible. For those 12 hours, not visible. So the first time it might be visible is when it's 12 hours after the first last time it was visible. 12 hours after my time, the last time it's visible would either be
6 p.m. Friday night or 6 p.m. Shabbos. So 6 hours after, right?
Yeah. 12 hours after the last time it was visible. What would 12 hours be?
Oh. 12 a.m.
What? 12 hours after high noon would be
12 a.m.
12. Midnight Shabbos. Midnight Friday.
No, wait. Is it 12 hours after or 12 hours before?
It's 6 hours on either side.
6 hours on either side of high noon? So why is it midnight? Well, 6 hours before be 6 a.m. and 6 hours after be 6 p.m.?
Yeah, I'm making a mistake. You're right. Ah, boy. Next is not my forte. Still can't use here. The One second. No. I had it right in my mind yesterday. Okay. Let's
wait, the Molad is the last time the moon was visible?
No, 6 hours before that.
Oh, 6 hours before that.
Yeah. Let's take Yerushalayim to make it simple for now. Okay, Yerushalayim, the Molad is at high noon. So theoretically, the last time the moon would have been visible, it could have been visible on Yerushalayim, would have been 6 a.m. And the next time the moon might theoretically be visible is 6 p.m. Okay? So the thing is, was 6 a.m. was it visible?
Could have been.
What?
Possibly.
It could have been visible, right? At 6 p.m. was it visible?
Possibly.
It's possibly, right? So the Gemara says, however, that generally speaking, there's a 24-hour interval which people don't see the moon. Even though it's usually 6 and 6, in the minimum of 6 on either side, it's usually 24 hours. So now, let's see the way it works now. The 6 a.m. over here and 6 p.m. over here, let's do the same thing over here. What we do over here is the last time the moon was visible before the Molad. The Molad here, because the Molad occurred when it's high in Yerushalayim, which is 6 p.m. in China, right? So what was the last time the moon was visible? In China, 6 hours before was high noon, like we said before. 6 hours before, and the next time the moon would be visible would be midnight, right? 6 hours later. That's been so far?
Except that those words should be switched around for the globe purpose.
Sure. So, what Gemara says is like this. The Gemara says, if the Molad, even though usually, if you're the earliest you can see the moon, is 6 hours after and 6 hours before, generally speaking, for most people in the world, the time was the first time it would be visible, not for people, but the person was very few observers. That was when we learned this, when we learned about the days, the times of the day in Halacha. We said that for people who are expert astronomers, they can see stars because they know where to look earlier than most other people can see stars, right? Several minutes. By the moon, an expert, somebody who's looking very keenly, might be able to see it 6 hours before. 6 hours before the Molad and 6 hours after the Molad. But for most people, they won't be able to see it for 24 hours before the Molad and 24 hours after the Molad. So even though the minimum is 6, this is for an expert or an astronomer. For most people, it's actually another 18. 18 equals 24 and 18 equals plus 18 equals 24. Now, it's really 24 hours. So when was, if the low light occurs when it's 6 p.m. here, right? 6 p.m. When was the last time they could see the moon, most people in China? 24 hours before 6 p.m., right? What's 24 hours before 6 p.m.? 6 p.m. is the previous day, right? So if the low light happened when it's 6 p.m. on Saturday over here, I mean, 6 p.m. on Saturday over here, or 5:59 p.m. on Saturday, so when was the moon last visible to them? When was the moon last visible to them?
Friday.
Friday. When was the new moon be visible to them for the first time? Sunday at 5:59 p.m. Now, Sunday doesn't mean Sunday here. What it means is,
because we're using the Jewish day,
it means at the time when Shabbat turns into Sunday. Right? The first time they can see it, The first time we see it is 24 hours afterwards, which is when? It's past the 6 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Right? 6 p.m. No.
Sunday to Monday.
The moment is happening when it's 6 p.m. here. So 6 p.m.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Right, it's true. Right, 6 p.m. So the first time they'll be able to see it is when? It's Sunday, 5:59 in the afternoon. The first time they'll see the new moon. For most people, if you take this is a 6-hour mark, add an additional 18 hours, right? This is the last time they saw the moon. The last time they saw the moon was when? 24 hours before. So 5:59 p.m. On Friday, right? When's the first time they're going to see the new moon? These people over here, the first time they're going to see the moon is, the new moon is then 24 hours later. I don't know if they moved to the right anymore, 24 hours later. First sighting for most people will be 5:59 on Sunday, right? 5:59 on Sunday will be the first time most people will be able to see the moon here, right? Here, on the other hand, the last time they saw the moon was, again, using the 24-hour one, which means another 18 hours past this, is when was 6 p.m. on, the last time they saw it is on Thursday, right? Thursday at 6:01. The next time they'll see it again, most people, is 48 hours later, right? Because 24 is sun. So when's that going to be? Saturday at 6:01 p.m. Now this is the important point, okay? It's at least 6 hours, this is generally 24 hours. If Rosh Hashanah, we want to make on Shabbos. The Molech is on Shabbos. If you want to make Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, Chazal said, well, maybe it's a third, maybe it's Chazal, somebody, somewhere in the world, has got to see the moon on Rosh Hashanah. If nobody anywhere in the world can see them, this they said wrong yesterday, because yesterday they said you have to have the moon appear at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. That's not right. They said yesterday was wrong. You have to have somebody in the moon able to see the moon still Rosh Hashanah. And not just the experts, because who knows if there's going to be an expert around, even if it's dummy. Have to be able to see the moon somewhere in the world while still Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, they will say, what a joke! You made this day Rosh Hashanah! How can you make this day Rosh Hashanah? There was no moon! Now, really, we should be mastery on this. We should be meticulous about this every Rosh Chodesh. But we're not, right? The only time we really care is when people pay attention. When do people pay attention to this? Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, we cannot make, if the new moon is not going to be able to be seen somewhere in the world during that day, during that halacha. Now, therefore, if we want to make the most of Rosh Hashanah Shabbat, the moon has, somebody has got to be capable of seeing the moon sometime before Shabbat is over in the entire world. In other words, at the very end of the earth, if that person can still see the moon before Shkia, Shabbat afternoon, we're okay, we can make Rosh Hashanah that day. If nobody, not even somebody at the very end of the earth, can see the moon, because it's happening 24 hours later, sometime during that day, so we can't make that day Rosh Hashanah. We have to push Rosh Hashanah up to Sunday. By the way, since we don't make Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, in that case we have to actually push up Rosh Hashanah to Monday. You know why we don't make Rosh Hashanah on Sunday? We don't make Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Each one for a different reason. We don't make it on Wednesday or Friday because we don't want Yom Kippur to come out on either Friday or Sunday. Because then we have one Yom Kippur right before or right after Shabbat. Right? So we don't make it on either Wednesday or Friday because then Yom Kippur, which is 10 days later, would come out on either Friday or Sunday, and that's a no-no. We don't want to do that. There are all sorts of problems created by that. So therefore, we don't do that. Now, the other reason we don't make Rosh Hashanah on Sunday is because we made Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, then Hoshana Rabbah would come out on Shabbos. And if Hoshana Rabbah came out on Shabbos, then he wouldn't be able to do the whole thing with Arohos. Everybody's familiar with that. We take Arohos and beat them on the ground. Wouldn't be able to do that. Right? So therefore, we don't miss out on that ceremony. So therefore, we want to make sure that Hoshana Rabbah doesn't come out on Shabbos. Yeah?
What if cloud cover prevents the...
It doesn't matter. It's a theoretical construct. They don't have to see right now when you record by calendar, or even back then, it's a theoretical construct. The rabbi has to say, you know what, we'll make the same Hashanah as long as hypothetically somebody can see the moon somewhere. Even though there's cloud cover. Because then people will know, well, we didn't see the moon, but there's clouds. Not because there was no moon, but we couldn't see it because it was cloudy. So that's not an issue. Obviously, the rabbi can't keep track of where there are clouds in China. Because that's really what we're about to talk about, right? So now, if the Moloch is 1 minute after high noon in Yerushalayim, right? That means its moon will not be able to be seen for most people, right? For 24 hours after that time, right? The 24 hours after that time, most people will not be able to see it. So if it's 12:01, let's not use the globe for a minute. If it's 12:01 in Yerushalayim,
P.M.
Right. 12:01 p.m. That means for the next 24 hours, nobody's going to be able to see the moon. Most people not going to be able to see the moon. So therefore, in Yerushalayim, they're not going to be able to see it till 12:01 p.m. on Sunday, right?
That's not them, it's someone, right?
But someone won't be able to see it, right? So that's somebody else. At Yerushalayim time, they won't be able to see it until 12:01 p.m.
It makes sense because the top half of the globe is white on this picture because high noon is up and so the sun's up.
Yeah.
Bottom half is dark. So in China, when it's high noon there, the molads and the moon's up there. On China, it's just going from dark to day. So you might be able to see it, but it's getting daylight. You wait 24 hours later and the night time is ending, you'll be able to see it for sure because then it'll be even more of a crescent.
Well, 24 hours
later,
the night time is beginning again.
No, I mean, if nighttime is...
Yeah, nighttime is just beginning, right?
That time's just ending because it's high noon up there. The sun's up north. Sun's up. Because this is the bottom view of the earth.
Yeah, the sun's moving this way.
No, the sun's not moving. The earth is moving.
No, that's the sun.
Oh, okay.
So this is the earth, right? The sun is over here, and it's moving this way, and it's getting darker and darker over here now. That's why the sunset. For people over here, they're seeing the sun setting beneath the horizon.
Oh,
right, so 6 p.m. over here.
Okay, well then on this side then, either way.
No, we're dealing with this side, right? That's the point. And Yerushalayim is 6:01 p.m. Right here, the last place on the globe where it's going to become Shabbat is 18 hours away from Yerushalayim. Over here, right? Because this is the baseline. 3/4 of a globe away. So the last place that's going to become Shabbat is 18 hours away from Yerushalayim, right? That's the last place in the world that's going to become Shabbat. in this place, 18 hours away from Yerushalayim, when it's 12:01 p.m., right, it's 18 hours earlier than Yerushalayim. It's important to note. I use the term later, I was mistaken. It's 18 hours earlier, because this is the last place to come Shabbos. You understand how I just made a mistake? This is 18 hours earlier. The last place to come Shabbos is here. Shabbos keeps on coming in. The first place to get Shabbos is right here at the daylight. And then Shabbos keeps on coming in for the next 24 hours until finally it comes over here. And that's the last place that ever becomes Shabbos on this globe.
The Earth is spinning this way then, in this picture.
So which way do you want it to spin?
Well, the sun's going this way, you said, because Shabbos is entering there. So so if you fix the sun at the top, the Earth is actually turning to the right.
I'm dealing with it as if the sun is standing still. But it's easier for my mind to comprehend it.
Right. So you're doing it, the Earth is standing still.
As if the Earth is standing still.
Right. Okay.
It's the same idea, though, right? That's the loud in the conversation.
But the Earth would be spinning to the right.
Right. You have to be spinning this way in order for it to go
out. Okay. That's what I confused the whole time. I thought it was always the other way.
This way.
In order to go forward. Okay,
never mind. So the last place that's become Shabbos right now, at the last place that's going to be Shabbos, right, it's 18 hours before. Right? It's 18 hours before. So what's 18 hours before 12:01 p.m.? What's that? 18 hours before is a moment after afternoon. 18 hours before, that is 6:01 p.m. Right? And right now in China, the last place on this side of the state line is 6:01 p.m. on Friday. Because it's 18 hours early, 18 hours behind. Right? That's what I'm looking for, not earlier. 18 hours behind. Right? So the first time they're going to be able to see the new moon in China, the last place where it's going to become Shabbos is 6:01 p.m. on Saturday. Right? 24 hours later. 1 minute too late. Shabbos is already over. Shabbos is over at 6. Right? So it's an equinox day. Sunset. We missed it. But if the Moabite was at in Yerushalayim instead at 11:59 a.m. and now it's 5:59 p.m. 18 hours or behind. In China, when will they likely see the new moon? 5:59 p.m. Shabbos, right? A minute before Shkia. It's already getting dark. The moon might be visible, right? But somebody somewhere in the world is going to see the new moon at Rosh Hashanah. We can make this day Rosh Hashanah. That's what Chazal is telling us. None of us claim to Chatzos. If the moment is even a little before Chatzos, on the principle that there's a place 18 hours behind Yerushalayim, so somebody somewhere, even in Dubai, will be able to see the new moon 24 hours later, which is a moment before Shabbos ends, in that place which is 18 hours away. If the moment is the moment after Chatzos, then nobody anywhere in the world will be able to see the moon until after sunset, until Shabbos has ended throughout the globe. And Sam using Shabbos, but the same thing with any day of the week. Is there anybody here who understands that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay? Who wants to repeat it? Anybody?
We're just giving up.
What? Got it, Eric? Not yet?
I'm seeing it a different way, though, because I'm looking at...
What?
I'm looking at the Earth spinning, and so for someone, if the top half of this picture is light, right, and it's turning to the right, meaning that the people on the left are going to go into high noon, the people on the right are just entering night, and it's going to go through night. The moon and the sun are both above, so that right at nighttime, if you were an expert, you'd see the moon if it was at high noon when it shifted over, because it's such a small sliver, but you're already going behind the Earth. You know, like the Earth is trying to block your view of the moon now. So then you won't see it, and you have to go all the way through, all the way around to another day till the next night, right when you're at the edge of the Earth. And then the crescent will be more thick, and then you'll definitely see it before you hide behind the Earth again. And so then you need 24 hours. So if, but that's at high noon. If it's before noon, then you're going to be still in the same day, because then 24 hours later will be
when you're still on the side of the Earth that you can have a view of sight, and if it's afternoon, you're already going to be too far behind the Earth to be able to see the moon, and with the ray of light coming from the
spectrum. Yeah, but that's far too complex for us to deal with. So,
I see how it can work, yeah.
Even if it's from an expert perspective, forget that. Okay, we're all novices, we are all morons. So therefore, let's again go one sentence, and let me just go through the moron's guide to the dummy's guide to the Halachic International Bitcoin again. Which is, that the Gemara says, you need to have the Molech 1 minute before Chatzot. One minute after Yerushalayim time, you can't make that day. Why is that? Because we need that somebody somewhere on Earth is going to be able to see the new moon, even if they're a dummy, even if they can't see it for 24 hours afterwards, like most people can, sometime during this halachic day. Somewhere on Earth. If nobody in this halachic day can see the new moon, anywhere on Earth, on the day which we're making Rosh Hashanah, it's a joke. Right? And what it is, rabbis don't know what they're talking about. So therefore, the rabbi said, look, there's a lot of international daytime. The first place where it becomes Shabbos is 6 hours before Yerushalayim. By the same token, since it's a line which has two sides to it, the last place where it becomes Shabbos is 18 hours after Yerushalayim, right? So there's a some place on Earth which is 18 hours behind Yerushalayim. If in Yerushalayim, the Molech, is at noon, then in a place which is 18 hours behind, you're 18 hours behind you, which means it's 6 p.m. on Friday. Right? 18 hours behind noon on Shabbos is 6 p.m. on Friday. Therefore, if the Moat is behind you, so the first place where in China, they're going to be the last place on Earth, the first place where the first time in China they're going to be able to see the new moon may well be at 6 p.m., 24 hours later, which means 24 hours after 6 p.m. on Friday, which is 6 p.m. on Shabbos. Now, 6 p.m., again, on equinox day, is sunset. So if it's at 6 p.m. mamish, it would see it at sunset mamish. If it's a minute before noon at Yerushalayim, which means it's a minute before sunset in China on Friday, that means they'll see it a minute before sunset Shabbos. In other words, while Shabbos is still in the world, on Saturday afternoon, which is 24 hours after the Molech occurred. If, however, the Molech was a minute after the noon in Yerushalayim, which is a minute after Shkia between Friday and Shabbos in China, so then the first time the moon will be visible 24 hours later will be a minute after Shkia in the last place where it was still Shabbos in China, and therefore the Molech, the new moon, was only seen after that day was over. That is why we can't make that day. We can't make that day Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah. Okay, is that any more clear? Eric.
For the moon thing, that means it's not Shabbos yet in China.
Right, not Shabbos yet.
But it will become Shabbos. 24 hours later, it will still be Shabbos. So even though it's Shabbos in Yerushalayim at 11:59 a.m., then you can still count it as the same day, even though it's not Shabbos yet, where it will be Shabbos when they see it.
Right.
Okay.
So each place is Shabbos by Shabbos. Each place is on Shabbos. Right. If, and besides that, you know, the Shabbos has been out in Jerusalem for the past, you know, for a long time, right? For 18 hours. Doesn't matter. That's the same thing like in New York, you know. There's no sense in New York, we start Shabbos, may come as a shock to you. We start Shabbos 7 hours, or depending on the state, our thing is fine or not, or it's a standard time on whether we think. So, whether we're sink together. So, we start Shabbos 7 hours after Yerushalayim starts Shabbos, right? And we end Shabbos 7 hours after Yerushalayim ends Shabbos, right? Hi, Yerushalayim. Eretz Yisrael should determine everything, right? Because in Eretz Yisrael, that's the center of creation. So, therefore, we should begin Shabbos 7 hours earlier in broad daylight on Friday. And then Shabbos 7 hours earlier in broad daylight on Saturday. We don't. Shabbos is relative to the place where you are on earth. So therefore, it's possible for us to go by the last point on the globe to become Shabbos, even though Shabbos is out everywhere else already.
Right.
It doesn't bother us.
Okay.
We really need a ball.
First Shabbos can only run as Jerusalem,
no. Depending on this place here, actually. It just has to be that the Molad, the fact that we measure Molad in high noon here is because most Jews live here. But in reality, we're really looking to here to determine when Rosh Hashanah can be. If they can still, these people can still see the new moon on that day for them, when it's still that day for them, then we can make that day Rosh Hashanah.
And we're not talking about which one goes up and down, latitude or longitude?
Longitude is this way, latitude.
Up and down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going by longitude because if you put Jerusalem at the top of the world, it's not spinning on the right axis. So we're just assuming that we're just going by latitude, right?
No, longitude is not latitude. We're not taking latitude into account.
Right. So like on this picture, like we can go anywhere on the globe this way.
Right.
And we're just saying
that's why I do the cross section, right? We don't care about longitude, right? It's about latitude right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So wouldn't that affect it?
It might, but these are all theoretical constructs, so therefore I can discern it.
Okay.
The issue is like this. Accordingly, now, well, this is the way Chazon Balmor understands this Gemara. Oh, by the way, one other thing is that then the Gemara goes on. When we see the side, we'll see the Gemara compares this point of will to that point of will, and it says that these 2 points are 12 hours apart. So therefore, what's 24 hours can be made up of 6 and 18 over here, and 18 and 6 over there. Okay, that's not. Not for our discussion now, but when we do the Gemara inside, we'll do it again. But this is all assuming that the Halachic International Dateline is 90 degrees away from Yerushalayim. And that's the way the Chazon Balmor interpreted it. So again, if this is Yerushalayim right here, this is Yerushalayim. So 90 degrees away, a quarter of the globe away would be here. That's where the Halachic International Dateline would be. Rashi, Tosfos, the writer, other Rishonim do not learn the Gemara this way. Because it's unprecedented for the Gemara to talk about China. Gemara never talks about China. Why would the Gemara talk about China? Not only that, according to the Gemara, there are two terms, hold on, behold, or who. This is for us, and this is for them, which Gemara uses to describe the 12-hour discrepancy. But that's not problem. Usually the terms, hold on, behold, or who, have to do with how things are in Babylon versus the land of Israel. Long means to us in Babylon, who means the people in Israel. Yet the Gemara uses this terminology according to when Chazon Balmor understand it, to describe Harlan, the people in China, Harlahu, the people 12 hours away, whatever that is on the other side. Usually not done that way. So Rashi and Tosfos have different interpretations of the world, which are very complicated. I never understood that. I simply don't understand how they interpret the Gemara. But, since Rashi and Tosfos don't say anything about it, not only that, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring down this Gemara as interpreted by the Chazon Balmor Lehalacha. They don't cite it. So in the 20th century, along came a great scholar whose name is Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukhachinsky. And Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukhachinsky and many other people with him said, it's usually attributed to him, the opinion, look it, Yerushalayim is the middle of the world, the top of the world. That's why Yerushalayim, according to the Chazon Balmor, is the middle of the world, and the world extends 90 degrees in each direction away from Yerushalayim. And this way, it extends that way. And that's why they put that Halachic International Dateline over there. But where were the other people who didn't say that? Rashi places the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch was silent. Where would they put it? Well, I'll tell you where they would put it. Yerushalayim is half in the middle of the world. But the world is not just 180 degrees. The world is 360 degrees. So there the Yerushalayim is the middle of the world of 360 degrees. And the Halachic International Day line should be where?
Down
here. The Rabbi Tokachinsky said, this is where the Halachic International Day line is. Okay? 90 degrees away from where the Kuzari and Bar Mar put it. Now this became, as I said, a major, major issue in the Second World War because Japan is over here. Okay? It's between the two. And it's on the Second International Date line is over here. Okay, roughly. Right. Well, that's for our purpose, right? So therefore, if the Halachic International Day line is over here, so that's great. You know, Japan is on the same side of the secular Halachic International Day line, no problem. But if the secular International Day line is here, and the Halachic International Day line is here, then Japan is a major problem. Because Japan is actually on one side of the secular International Day line, and the other side on Halachic International Day line.
Are there any land masses in between the other two?
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
Is that where Australia is?
Australia, yeah. China, parts of China, Alaska, lots of land that comes between the two. Hawaii, there are lots of things here. Hawaii is actually over here. So where is Hawaii? I don't know. Let's see Hawaii. Hawaii, I think, is over here somewhere. But So the question is, when do they, so if you take, so see each one of these points, now let's erase all of this. Make a simple globe. Make a simple globe here. It is here, Yerushalayim again, right? Jay? So if the Halachic International Day line is here, then this is just today's Wednesday, right? It's here Wednesday, and here's Thursday, right? If the Halachic International Day line is here, then here is Wednesday, and here is Thursday. If the Second International Day line over here, and you have here is Wednesday, and here is Thursday, right? So this is what I'm trying to explain the difference, the confusion here. So if you have someplace which is over here, like Japan, right? So then, from a secular perspective, it's already Thursday. But from the Halachic perspective, if this line is the Wednesday. Similarly over here, if you have somewhere which is over here, right, so over here, if you take this as the Halachic International Day line, so what is it over here?
Thursday.
But from the secular International Day line, what day is it?
Wednesday.
This is going to cause you a lot of problems. And it did. And it will. I will come back to tomorrow.
So do we go by a Halachic International Day line in general when it comes to Shabbos?
Except the point you want to take. The answer is yes, except, let me say it quickly.
Which one? The bottom one, right?
Well, believe me, which one? It's about places.
Oh.
Nobody ever resolved it. That's the problem.
Oh.
There's no kind of evidence. Nobody can resolve this issue.
But for us in America, it doesn't matter which one it is because we're on the other side.
The I want to point out something. The Chief Bank of France, who was the Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim for many years, a very big Talmud Chacham, and Rabbi Nachum Kosher, who was very famous for having written several large books on the topic of International Day Life. So they both held like this. It's interesting for them. This has to do with our Halachic process. They held it's the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. Don't bring it down. They were free to do as they please. When there was anything which was not decided by Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that no determined Halacha. If there's no determined halacha, then we can put the date line anywhere we so please. And guess where it would please us to put the date line? Exactly! So they say, in fact, that there is no separate halachic international date line, you go by the secular date line.
That can't make sense because at some point, like from creation and from the first Shabbos, the secular the date line was obviously at some
so what?
Theoretical
we can change
point.
It. We can change it to whatever point.
But
we
then
want.
We're not celebrating Shabbos on the correct day.
Who says? We make the correct day.
Oh, because what we hold true on Earth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Love us reminding. We the fact. Yeah.
Just to clarify the position. One state line is assuming that Hazal thought the Earth was only
wasn't a ball. No. Hazal was ball. That's not the issue. The question is whether we take the lower hemisphere into account. According to one Hazal, who cares what happens in America? The other side as well, we couldn't care less. Yerushalayim is on the center of its hemisphere. According to the other opinion, Yerushalayim is the center of the entire world, including the other hemisphere. Okay?
Logical.
That's really the basic hypothesis. It's a very simple argument. It's remarkable how, at its core, the argument is so simple, which is what's the middle of the world. By the way, there are several other approaches to where the halachic international date line are. This is the major, these are the two major opinions. And I'll talk about at least one more opinion either tomorrow or next week when we get here. And I'll talk about that. Yeah.
So, these states, according to the first opinion, that the halachic international date line is corresponds perfectly to a line of longitude. Well, because lines of longitude are not equally spaced apart at all places on the globe, how do we take that into account? You might say you have
it's
a
all one line of longitude anyway, but the problem question which we're going to talk about tomorrow is what about where that line crosses continents?
Okay.
So I say that a person actually can straddle Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and Shabbos, in what you have to divide a city in two, like the international date line walk on one side. Shabbos, one side, Sunday, that's
that would be interesting.
Yeah.